Just continuing our conversation about the Glanmire Heritage Week and particularly about the organisation of it, Frances Hedigan, has it taken much organisation to pull it together this year?
Well, it has taken a bit. The fact that we ran a similar type of programme last year and that people seem to enjoy it immensely meant that we're contacting a lot of the same people this year with some slight variations, like our walk now is new this year. But we have a fairly active committee. Mary Crowley is the chairperson and she keeps us all on our toes.
And tell me, the committee, and to be truthful, I think you're the first person I've ever met from the committee, although I might have met somebody without knowing it. But does the committee ever get any new blood, or has the committee been going on with the same people for the last, you know, 5 years? Or are you looking for new people or anything like that?
Well, anybody who has an interest in heritage is welcome to come along to our meetings. We usually meet once a month, unless we have something on that we have to meet more often. We meet in the community centre. But, yes, we got...
Do you meet on Monday nights, is it? Or what night?
No,
of the, do you,
we have a meeting tonight. No, actually, it's Tuesday night.
So once...
About once a month on a Tuesday evening.
And anyone in the local community who's interested in heritage could come along?
Yes, indeed. And,
and what do you do for the committee?
Well,
what's your job?
I wear the PRO hat usually. I'm a committee member, basically.
Yeah.
And yes.
Well, you're a great publicist for it.
We do. And you were asking, have we new members? Yes, we have two new members who joined us recently.
Oh, that's great.
Rosari Buckley and the other person's name escapes me now. She has just come to our last three meetings.
But it's very good that getting new people in, isn't it?
Yes, and we always vet planning applications to make sure that local things that I suppose are protected structures wouldn't be interfered with, or the almshouses, for instance, in Glanmire Village.
Oh, yes.
Now we'd be quite concerned about.
I heard
the
about
moment.
The story of the concern about the almshouses.
Because they're beautiful little houses.
And they're falling apart.
They're not in great repair at the moment. So that's one of the things we'd be trying to keep an eye on and try and make sure that they don't fall into disrepair.
And if somebody locally in Glanmire hears this audio and they decided, look, I'd like to do something to help the Heritage Society. I mean, what would you want? Is it money you're after? Is it time? Is it energy? Is it skills?
Interest.
Is it what would you be most after in the society?
I suppose energy and commitment and an interest in heritage. That would basically
so anyone who has that,
yes,
that would be welcome along. Yeah?
Yes, and particularly new people who have moved into the area that don't know anything about its past, perhaps, you know.
I came in 2007 and I never heard of Glanmire before I came.
Right.
Yes. I had no idea. I'd never ever been to Glanmire before, you know, we decided to get a house here. So well, that's great. You've seen a heck of a lot of changes locally.
Oh, indeed, yes. But anyone who is interested, they just to contact the community centre. You know, the community centre would all have a secretary on duty on an ongoing basis.
Is there a phone number that's public or a Facebook or a website or any way of getting... What would be the best way of somebody getting in touch with the Glanmire Heritage Society?
Well, they can contact me. My mobile number is...
Do you want to give your mobile number now? I'm very happy for you to do it, but only if you're very happy to give out your mobile number.
Yes, indeed.
Okay,
Or indeed they can contact me by email, which is probably more convenient. Yes.
Well, give the most convenient way.
Yes.
Go on,
So my email is all lowercase dotool1, that's the number one, at aircom.net.
So that's dotoole.
Yes, one, the number one, at aircom.net.
At aircom.net. And that's Frances Hedigan, H-E-D-I-G-A-N.
Yes.
Frances, I want to thank you very much. It's been an eye-opener for me. And I actually hope, you know, because I hear you had a bit of a mishap about getting into the local... Do you want to say anything about that? No, we'll say nothing about that. But all publicity is good publicity.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Look, thank you ever so much for talking to me.
Okay, thanks, Paul.